who sees that the teacher can reconcile these two ends, which appear in some way to be contradictory, of making his pupils more human while cramming them with enough facts to pass examinations?
Well, it's bad education, isn't it, to cram anybody with facts?
You
teach. Well, then so much the worse for the situation. Let's change it. And this, by the by, is the most marvelous opportunity to do that. When everybody's yelling now that they want to spend millions and millions and millions of pounds improving education. People who know what education is should be out on the streets telling politicians what education is. They forget it. Rather, they don't do these things that way. They don't. Politicians don't do things by learning themselves. They call in experts, and they do what the experts say on this particular subject or that. And the experts are, again, specialists. And specialists are people who don't know anything else. And there you get into the trap. No, I mean that very seriously. We ought, of course, and this is just common sense nowadays, to be teaching our children how to get facts when they need them, where to go for the facts. Why should they be crammed with facts? They'll get out of books any time that they want them. They'll forget them straight away, and they ought to. We put into our education far, far more than we should be doing, and we leave out the essential things. We've got to rationalize here. We've got to teach children not a lot of facts, but how to deal with facts and where to get the facts that they need for the job in hand. If you do that, you spare their memories and you get on to the really important things. There's a certain minimum of fact that everybody has got to know, and children are interested in it. But facts for the sake of facts, especially facts crammed into a child's mind in order to pass examinations, is a bastardizing of education. Business of education is not to get children to pass examinations. It's to make them mature human beings with the techniques, if you like, and such as they are for a living human life. Or to inherit knowing by experience and training in a narrower field how to behave as human beings. And that includes doing all the complicated jobs that human beings have to do nowadays. I don't know if that's the answer, but I'm sure it is. I should like to plead with you as teachers, don't ever let the system get you down. The system is designed for something else, to a large extent to save money, or to make less money do the job that should be done by more, and all sorts of things like that. It's up to you to know what teaching is, not the people who provide the money. And it's up to us as teachers to see that what is needed for doing the job properly is there. And if the examination system is contrary to the interests of education, as in my opinion it nearly always is in the way it's conducted nowadays, then I should say to hell with the examinations. We've no business to be. We are destroying education for the sake of people who want to dig up the seeds to see whether they're growing or not.